I'm Lisa D. Mark Carney is Canada's 24th Prime Minister.
I, Mark Carney, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear that I will truly and faithfully, and to the best of my skill and knowledge, execute the powers and trust reposed in me as Prime Minister.
The newly crowned Liberal leader was sworn in this morning at Rideau Hall. On his way into the ceremony, Carney told reporters, "They're a very focused government that's focused on action." Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien was also there and was asked what advice he has for Carney.
Best advice is do your best.
Carney's expected to call an election before Parliament resumes on March 24th. An in-person apology was made by a Hydro One executive to Hearst Town Council this week. Vice President Terry French says the utility's response to the 17-hour power outage on January 20th was unacceptable and promises to do better. Mayor Roger Seguin says he's already seen some changes from the company.
I'm happy to hear. I think we had a few shortages there a little while ago, and we had communication right away with Hydro One. I mean, that's a big improve for the community.
Seguin says the town was notified late in the afternoon that power restoration was going to be delayed. That didn't leave the municipality enough time to properly help residents. At the end of her presentation, French announced a $2,500 donation to the town to help improve its emergency preparedness. Public Health Ontario is reporting an alarming jump in the number of measles cases in our province. There's been 277 confirmed cases and 69 probable cases of the highly contagious virus since the start of the year. The provincial agency says 195 of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks alone. Last year, there were only 146 cases across the entire country. Officials say the vast majority of these cases in children and adolescents were among those who were not vaccinated. It doesn't appear much has changed after senior Canadian politicians met with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in Washington yesterday. Federal Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc, Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne, and Ontario Premier Doug Ford won't say exactly what was discussed. Champagne says the American government does understand the impact that the tariffs are having. He adds that they're better equipped to ensure they can defend Canadian interests. Ford, in the meantime, thinks the temperature has been lowered, adding he feels very positive. None of the participants are saying whether the issue of renegotiating the Canada-US-Mexico Free Trade Agreement was discussed, but that agreement, signed by Trump during his first term, doesn't come up for reconsideration until next year. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's the final weekend of the NOJHL regular season. Among action are the Iroquois Falls Storm visiting the Powassan Voodoos at 7 tonight, and the Timmins Rock taking on the Hearst Lumberjacks tonight at 7:30 in Hearst. Iroquois Falls moves on to French River for a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night, and the Rock are back home at the MAC Sunday afternoon to play the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners. Note that the time is 3:30.